Chapter 1. A Stupid Boy. I have been divorced 3 times. I have given away enough furniture to outfit IKEA. I have lost too many homes to count. I have few pictures of my family growing up. When I separated from Chris in 2013 and moved into a rented house in Malibu, the entire home was furnished in a day with items from Restoration Hardware chosen by her and a crew of roughly 50 she assembled. I didn't even bother to take with me the gold medal I had won in the Olympics. Chris kept it in the vault for safekeeping. I kept the accordion. I wonder why it is the only possession of mine that has lasted through those 3 divorces and 10 children and stepchildren. Why I have lugged it around for close to 60 years since I last played it when I was 8 or 9. Why it is on an upper shelf in the garage of the home I now live in, still in its original cumbersome case, collecting dust. It was only just recently I realized it was there when I cleaned out the garage. I think about many facets of my life, unequal parts wondrous and improbably absurdist. I worry about my relationship with my children and stepchildren, which I thought would make us closer now that I am Caitlin, but am so afraid has not. I think about whether to have the final surgery. I think about all the issues facing the transgender community and what I can do to help, because that has become a sacred commitment in my life. I still fear loneliness, just as I also know I am happier and more fulfilled than I ever have been. The accordion is just an instrument taking up space, a relic of the long ago past. But I believe that everything happens for a reason, so there must be a reason it is still with me. Sometimes I think if I can solve the riddle of its continued existence, I can solve the riddle of my life. World record-setting Olympic gold medalist with no interest in ever truly competing in anything else ever again after I won. A fraud when it came to being my authentic self. Public figure and private shadow. Good father to my stepchildren, but at one point abandoning my own children from my first 2 marriages. Assertive, yet deathly afraid of confrontation. A lover.